Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm beginning my fifth and final week of teaching on spirit, soul, and body. And I tell you, this is just a teaching that I love. This has changed my life. These are some foundational truths. If you've missed any of this teaching, I encourage you to please get the entire teaching. We have it in book form. We have not only the English, this is the Spanish version of that book, Espiritu, Alma, y Cuerpo. And we have it in CD, we have it in DVD form, and we also have this Spirit, Soul, and Body study guide, where there is a lot of material in here. The entire book is in here. Plus, in the beginning of this, in the front of this, we have a CD-ROM right here that has the entire book on here. And so once you buy this, you can use that CD-ROM to produce as many of these study guides as you would like. And that's for the purpose of you being able to give a copy to all of the people that you're discipling. So it's a great deal. It really is. And all of these things are just designed to help you get this truth in your life. If this revelation about spirit, soul, and body does half as much for you as it's done for me, I guarantee you, you will love it. This has changed my life. And so now what we're coming down to is I've already basically laid out all of the basic truths of spirit, soul, and body. That when you get born again, it's your spirit that gets changed. And again, there's no way I can go back and summarize all of this. It's taken me 4 weeks to cover that. But what I'm going to do today is just share with you that basically, now that everything that we ever want to be is already a reality in your spirit, as Jesus is, so are you in this world, 1 John 4:17. It didn't say, so are you going to be in the next world. You are in the spirit, identical to Jesus when you get born again. If there's anybody watching this program who's never truly committed your life to Jesus, then the spirit that's on the inside of you is not born again. And that's the reason you must be born again. It's not just about going to church and making some behavior modification and trying to be better than you were. No, you don't just change on the surface level, on the outside, on your actions. You got to change in your nature, in your very core. But once you get born again, then you are, at the moment of salvation, as perfect, as complete, as pure as Jesus is. You aren't just like that in seed form and in the process of growing. There are some people who teach that your spirit has to grow and mature. I believe that when you get born again, and I'm going to share a lot of that this week, and so I'll be explaining this in more detail. But when you get born again, your spirit is born again, perfect, complete, and mature. You aren't growing in your spirit. It's actually your soulish realm that is being renewed. Your mind is being renewed. But in the spirit realm, you are as mature, as complete, full grown as you'll ever be in all eternity. In the spirit realm, your spirit salvation is already complete. It's just a matter of renewing your mind and then learning how to act like who you are in Christ. And that's basically the rest of the Christian life. So what I'm going to talk about this week is just to talk about that we have to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Now that's going to take some definition, and I'm going to get into that in just a little bit. But you already have everything. The mind of Christ, you have the faith of God, you have the same anointing that Jesus had. You've already got the same power that raised Christ from the dead, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. That's already a reality in your spirit. So how do you get it out here into your physical body, into your mind, and into your emotions and actions? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. You basically just start walking in the spirit instead of walking in the flesh. The flesh, as I'm going to define it and go into more detail, is just talking about by your own senses and your own wisdom. Instead, you have to exalt what God's Word says and get to where you walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Let me share some scriptures on this with you out of Galatians chapter 5. And there's so many verses I could use, but let's drop down to verse 16. Galatians 5:16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Man, these are powerful statements. Basically, it's describing what I've been talking about. The spirit part of you is already saved. Your physical body is not saved. It's been purchased, but it's not redeemed. You've got a promise that someday you're going to get a glorified body. Your soul is not the part of you that's been changed. You've been promised that someday you will know all things, even the same as you are known right now, but that's not true right now. In your mind, you're limited. So your mind and your body are not complete, but your spirit is complete. And so the key to manifesting a victorious Christian life is walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And that's what this is talking about. And it goes on to describe in verse 17, saying that there is a war between your flesh and your spirit. They are contrary to each other. They're in warfare with each other. And if you don't understand this, well, then it's destined that you are going to lose this battle. See, most people haven't even understood the things I've said up until this point. Most people functionally do not think about that they are complete in Christ, that they have the mind of Christ, that they have the faith of Jesus, that they have the same power that raised Him from the dead, that they have the same love, joy, and peace, and all of these things. Most people functionally don't acknowledge that. And so, if you don't know that you have a part of you that has been recreated and that is perfect and pure, well, then by default, you are going to live a defeated life thinking, well, I just don't have this ability. You'll go around singing those old songs that a lot of religious people do about, you know, I'm an old sinner saved by grace. Well, I'm not an old sinner saved by grace. I was an old sinner, but I got saved by grace. And in the spirit realm, I am now the righteousness of God. I have His faith, His power, and His ability. But see, if you don't know that, it's impossible for you to ever release it. A verse that I've used often during this series is Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. Paul was praying a prayer for Philemon, and he says, I pray that the communication of your faith would become effectual, that means it would begin to work, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Notice he didn't pray that God would give you something to make you start having a victorious life. No, he says you just need to acknowledge what you already have. Until you know that it's within you, it's impossible for you to release something that you don't know that you have. It's impossible for you to give away something that you don't know that you have. And therefore, most people aren't walking in the love of God because they haven't really understood that they already have it. So this is what we've been talking about. And you've got to recognize that the flesh lusts against the spirit. Let me give you a definition of the word flesh. Here's what the Strong's Concordance says that the word flesh is. Now this, the Greek word that was used in the New Testament hundreds of times for the word flesh is sarx, S-A-R-X. And here's what it means. This is kind of a lengthy definition, but I'll give this to you and then I'll come back and condense it down and simplify it. It means flesh as stripped of the skin. That is strictly the meat of an animal as food. Or, by extension, the body as opposed to the soul or spirit, or as the symbol of what is external, or as the means of kindred. In other words, with you could say that's my flesh and blood. Or, by implication, human nature with its frailties, physical or moral, and passions, or specifically a human being. Now, those are a lot of ors. In other words, here's the point that I'm getting across. The word sarx, the word that was translated flesh in the King James, here literally is describing a number of different things. You could talk about that this is flesh. You could talk about my skin and say that this is flesh. You can use the word flesh to describe that you are flesh and blood, and that would be talking about more than just skin. You could use the word flesh to describe that, you know what, I'm just human. And it could be describing all kinds of things. It could be talking about your mental, emotional part. So the word flesh can mean many different things. And basically what you have to do is look at the context of the way that the word is used to be able to discern whether it's just talking about something physical, external, like your physical flesh, the skin that's on you, or if it's talking about a frailty of your mind or your emotions and things like this. So for purposes of discussion, here's my little definition of what the term flesh, as we're talking about the spirit versus the flesh. The flesh here is just describing everything about you that isn't born again and under the control of the Holy Spirit. And so that could be talking about your physical body because it's not born again. It's been purchased, but it's not yet changed. You're still waiting on a glorified body. It could talk about your soulish realm, your emotions, and all of these kind of things. Anything in you, physical, emotional, mental, that is not conformed to the Word of God is what the Bible is referring to as your flesh. And I think it's important that you understand this. Because, again, going back to Galatians chapter 5, when it says the Spirit lusts against the flesh and the flesh against the Spirit. You could also say flesh is your five senses, what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. The things that you see and perceive with your physical senses are warring against what the Word of God says. You know, I don't even have to go very far to give you an example of this. Just the teaching that I've been doing on spirit, soul, and body, talking about that you have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16, your five senses can't confirm that. With what you see, with what you feel, with what you hear, with your last test that you took, you can't confirm that you know all things, 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You have to go by what the Spirit says, the Word of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, John 6, 63. You have to go by the Spirit. So see, anything that is contrary to this physical, natural realm, what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, then that would be the spiritual realm. And this spirit realm and this physical realm are in conflict with each other. God says you're blessed. Your boss says you're fired. God says that He loves you and He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And your mate says, I'm divorcing you. I never want to see you again. Everything in your physical realm, see, could be contrary to what God is saying. And the key to the Christian life is getting to where you are more controlled and dominated by what is true about you in the spirit than what is true about you in the physical realm. And here is one of the problems that some people have. They see these things that I'm talking about right here, and so they say, all right, I just choose to believe that what the Word of God says and these other things aren't true. And so what they try and do is deny that they're going through a divorce. They say, it's not going to happen. God loves me. God's never going to forsake me. God's given me promises, and so I just deny that this person's ever going to... They just act like it's not happening. If they're sick in their body, they'll say, no, I don't have any sickness. Nothing's wrong with me. And they got this huge goiter hanging off their neck. They got a tumor. They look yellow. Everything about them is sick. And so some people look at this and they think, well, see, these faith people, they're just liars. They're people that are denying reality. No, that's not what I'm doing. And that's not what I'm advocating. I'm saying that you have to recognize that in the Spirit, you have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's true. And you have been healed. But you not only have a spirit, you also have a soul and a body. And in that body realm, you may be dying. Both of those things could be true. You could be healed by the stripes of Jesus and have the supernatural raising from the dead power of God in your spirit and at the same time have cancer in your body. Both of those things can be true. Now, if you focus on who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ. And if that dominates you to the point that you don't have any unbelief, you don't have any fear, you don't have any dread, well then ultimately the power of God on the inside of you is greater than cancer or anything else, and it will trump or dominate the physical realm. And so that's what I'm saying. But I am not denying that there are problems in the physical realm. I'm just denying that the physical realm is all that there is. There is also a spiritual world. There is also a spiritual me. And in the spirit, I have the supernatural power of God, and it's greater than any physical thing that can come against me. So see, sometimes people misunderstand this. There are people that have taken little partial truths about what I'm saying, and they go out and they'll go into a doctor's office and they'll say, I don't have any sickness. And the doctors have got all these proofs that you've got it. And you'll sit there and say, that's not true. I don't have anything wrong with me. And I guarantee you, people just think you're whacked out. They think that you're absolutely crazy. Well, that's not the right thing. The way I would approach it is to say that, you know what, you may see something, you may have seen that, but I have the supernatural power of God on the inside of me, and I'm going to operate in faith, and the power that's inside of me is going to overcome, change this physical thing. I don't deny that the physical world exists. I just deny that that's all that there is. I deny the physical realm to dominate me. I am a spiritual being first and foremost, and the spirit realm is going to win. You know, what I'm describing right here is what I'm calling the spirit versus the flesh. The doctor says this. The word says this. Now, which is going to win? Whichever one you believe and focus on and dominate yourself with. The banker says this, but the word says this. Which one's going to win? Whichever one you believe and focus on and spend most of your time meditating on. It's the spirit versus the flesh. Now, there's no way, see, that you can win this battle if you don't know what's true in the spirit. And so that's the reason I've been teaching on all of this about spirit, soul, and body. But once you get this information, that's not the end of the thing. Just knowing that you have this on the inside is not going to turn off your physical senses. You are still going to have times that you're going to have pain in your body. And so you're going to have the flesh over here saying you're sick. You're dying. This is a heart attack. Something's happening. You'll have thoughts and things arising in your flesh part. But in the spirit realm, you've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead, who heals all of your diseases, who heals all of your iniquities and sins and things. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go by what you feel in your body, or are you going to go by what the doctor says, by what the banker says, by what your boss says, by what the economy says, or are you going to go by what the spirit says? And again, the Spirit and the Word are one. You can't truly understand what's true about you in the Spirit by just using your intuition. You have to go to the Word of God and read what it says about you. And there's many scriptures. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's God's will for you. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes you were healed. That's already been done. All of that's true in your spirit. Now, are you going to let the Spirit win, or are you going to let what you feel, what the doctor has to say, all of these other things? Now, this is as simple as what I'm describing. But I tell you, the hardest thing you'll ever do is reverse 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever years of thinking one way, and now you're going to start believing what you can't see. You have to believe it. You just have to go to the Word of God and trust that what you're reading is true. It's as simple as what I'm describing, but I guarantee you the biggest battle you have ever had in your life is to get to where you walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Now, it's well worth the effort, and I encourage you to do it, but I'm saying it is going to take effort, and it's going to be something for you to sit there and feel pain in your body and sit there and believe, I don't care what I feel. Here's what God's Word says, and I know that in my spirit, man, I have this. This life-giving power of God is only inches away from the very thing that's trying to kill me. And all I've got to do is believe and bring it out of that spirit realm into the physical realm, and boom, your cancer can be healed, your heart can be healed, whatever. I tell you what, it's the hardest thing you'll ever do to renew your mind on that. And one of the reasons it's hard is because there's so few people that are advocating this. Matter of fact, I get this comment all the time, and people say, I've never heard anybody say the stuff that you're saying. And you know, that's a shame, because this is straight from the Bible. This is something that the church ought to be teaching, and yet, not only are you going to have unbelievers and your own physical senses at times tell you that you're crazy, but you'll have a lot of Christians tell you that you're crazy. I've made some of these talk shows where they call me a cult and blame me for all kinds of things. It's a shame, but there's a large segment of the body of Christ that will reject this. But you know what? I'm telling you things that have changed my life. And this is working. My life is totally transformed. And basically, this is it. In the Spirit, I've already got everything. I see that. God's revealed that to me through the Word of God. And as I've been teaching here for the last 4 weeks, God has already done everything. It's in me. Now it's just a matter of me getting it out. And how do I do that? First of all, I've got to be totally convinced that in the spirit realm, this is a reality and it's taking place. And then, as I renew my mind, then I am transformed. What is true in the spirit begins to start being true in the physical realm. But there is this battle as described right here. It says the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other so that you cannot do the things that you would. There is a war going on. This isn't going to just happen automatically. Just you hearing the things that I've said and getting this little piece of information and filing it away in your brain is not going to solve this thing. There is going to come a conflict. I can guarantee you there is not too distant future, Satan is going to come immediately and try and steal away the truths that I have been sharing with you. And there's going to be a conflict about, are you going to let your senses, what you feel, see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, are you going to let that control you? Or are you going to be controlled by what the Word of God says? There is a war going on. And unless you understand this and enter into it, you're going to lose this battle. You know, there's so many examples in past wars and stuff where people have tried to maintain neutrality. They just don't want to get involved. They don't want to fight anybody. First of all, I don't believe that that's an option in this spiritual war. You are in it. But the people who've tried to maintain neutrality, there's so many examples of them, how that they just were run over by the enemy. And it's the same thing. There may be some of you saying, well, I just don't want to get into this. Well, the truth is that this battle is going on, whether you know it or not. And if you don't know it, and if you don't enter into it, and if you don't prepare yourself and get in and fight, well, then you're just destined to lose. And I'm saying this in love, but most people watching this broadcast are losing the battle because they are just being dominated by what they see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. They don't even know what they have on the inside, much less fighting to make what is true in the spirit realm dominate and control the physical realm. You've got to realize there's this battle going on. So all of this week, I'm going to be talking about the spirit versus the flesh, this battle, and how you overcome, how you win this battle. How do you get the spirit to where it has dominance over the physical realm? And I tell you, I think that this is going to make a huge difference in your life. Again, these are things that I have been walking out now for about 40 years. And you know what? I still haven't arrived, but I've left. I'm seeing the Word of God work in my life. Not perfectly, not because there's any problem with God. It's because I'm imperfect in my soulish realm. And if I was more committed, if I was smarter, if I was all these things, maybe things would be working better. But you know what? I am seeing a supernatural manifestation of God's power in my life. And I'd love to see every one of you experience the same thing. And what I'm doing is sharing with you what God has shown me, and I believe it'll work for you the same as it has worked for me.
I had grown up with God puts us through things to make us stronger people. You get healed if it's God's will. And if you don't get healed, then He wants you to go through it.
Listening to things that people said, like, you know, God's trying to teach you something. He doesn't heal everybody. He heals some people.
I heard people talking at church about, you know, God had a different plan and God made me sick.
This is the way I was raised. God would get you.
I felt like God had punished me.
The church I grew up in was big on just performance.
I was such a law-based, legalistic person and didn't even know it.
Really devastated with legalism.
I was operating in a law mindset. I had a law perspective.
Always being focused on the law.
Deep into religion.
I grew up in church.
I was raised in church.
A denomination that was very legalistic.
I came from a Baptist background.
I'm come from a Catholic.
I was raised a preacher's kid.
I was a missionary kid, grew up on the mission field, taught the Bible my whole life, got saved at 4 years old.
And I had been in and out of church since I was 5 years old.
I was saved when I was 8, and I was saved just to stay out of hell.
Saved and stuck.
Until we heard about Andrew Womack and he began to explain.
And Andrew just countered all of that with the Bible.
No one had ever explained those scriptures so beautifully.
It's just made me over on the inside. I'm totally different. I'm a different person.
And when I finally seen the truth, it was awesome. And it still to this day is just amazing.
His teaching was freeing.
It grabbed my heart because I had never heard that our sins were not imputed to us, not put to our account.
This makes sense. The Bible makes sense to me. And he's ringing true to what I'm reading in the Bible.
You didn't have to perform in order to gain a relationship with God, that he loved you.
It took the religion out of it and made it all about relationship.
And then everything you've studied for your whole life, all of a sudden it comes into sync. It's like, pow.
The Spirit came over and just went, whoop, and it all lined up.
That clicked, and all of a sudden things became so real and so understandable.
And you get this revelation on the inside of you.
And I wept. I sat on the side of the road and I wept.
All of a sudden, the Bible made sense.
And now, I live in the blessings of God.
My life just changed. And it changed for the better.
Life has just gotten better and better.
Life is good when you have hope.
And God is just good.
We have a life now that we've never had before in every area.
What I found was victory, where we didn't have any before.
I really am grateful that he submitted to the Lord because I'm reaping the results of it.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. A Spanish version is also available. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The fourth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD titled The Spirit Versus the Flesh, free of charge. A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.